I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch for Sunday's game against Denver. The first thing to watch, it's going to be a rematch as Matt Schaub returns against the Broncos. How well does he have to play on Sunday?
Well, it's all about him being clean, and I'm not talking about the beard. I think it's cool. It looks like Dan Fouts, sort of. So, you know, hopefully he can channel some of that. But he can't throw the interceptions. He's thrown 10 picks so far in 8 games this year. We all know about that 4-game stretch where he was picked off and had an interception return for a touchdown. Got to be clean that way. Can't take too many sacks either. One thing he did so well last year was he went deep. A 60-yard touchdown to Dre, a 52-yarder to Kevin Walter, so he's got to keep that going.
All right, let's talk about Andre Johnson. He's pretty close to hitting yet another milestone. I feel like this is a conversation we have every week.
Something to keep an eye on because one more catch, that's 100 for the season, and that's the fifth time he would do that. Wes Welker's the only other guy that has accomplished that.
Let's talk about the running back situation. Mm-hmm. It's been a situation because Ben Tate went on IR this week. What's going to happen on that front?
You know, it's a chicken or egg thing with the running backs because Matt Schaub not able to do what he did last year at Denver were it not for what Arian Foster threatened and came through on. He had 105 yards rushing at Denver. So these Texans running backs have to run the football so Schaub doesn't get teed off on.
Let's talk about the tight ends. You've still got Owen Daniels not returning, and now there are even more injuries on that front.
Yeah, probably no Garrett Graham as well. He's likely going to miss his second game in a row, so the rookie Ryan Griffin starts. Will we see an elevation from the practice squad for Philip Supernaw? Something to watch because tight end is obviously something that's very integral to this offense as it is for most NFL offenses.
All right, let's keep it on the offense. What about the O-line? They need to protect Matt, obviously.
You got Sean Phillips, who leads that Denver team in sacks, and you've got Von Miller, who's coming back from the suspension, one of the marquee defensive players in the game. Those guys are on the weak side, so Dwayne Brown, Wade Smith, whoever's in the game at fullback, with it, whether it be Greg Jones or if Smelly plays, those guys are going to have their hands full. They got to keep Schaub clean. It all kind of intertwines together today in this five things to watch.
I like how you said Smelly and a clean Schaub in the same sentence.
That's right. It's Brad Smelly. He's a fullback / tight end rookie. And before we go, happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you, DP.
Same to you, Drew. Thank you so much. And to all of you. Five things to watch with Drew Doherty. Check out all of our coverage on HoustonTexans.com.